radio.com. Now, as I was saying, the FTD brothers are in Kildare this morning to run their 32nd Irish Marathon as part of their massive endeavour to raise funds for the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. We understand the marathon is kicking off in Kildare town, and reporting live from there now is KFM News member Tara Flanagan. Tara, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Hannah, from a very sunny Kildare town, and the excitement is starting to build here as everyone is waiting for Jordan and Keane to arrive. We are just located at Cherry Avenue, which anyone from the town would know. It's on the Dublin Road. It was the old entrance to the Irish National Stud, and we're just seeing runners starting to gather. And the guys haven't arrived yet, but we have the Jeep. I'm here with Aaron, our intern for the week, and we are going to be following the guys and keeping an update on how they're doing. For anyone who doesn't know, the FTD brothers, which is what they've become their handle now on Instagram, they lost their mother at the age of 52 to a frontotemporal dementia, which is a very aggressive form of dementia. She was diagnosed when she was 40 years old. And unfortunately, she, with three children, two of her children, which is Jordan and Keane, have the gene that their mother Geraldine had, making it, they have a much higher or a greater chance of contracting or getting the dementia. So what they've been doing, and Jordan has done well up to date now. This is number 31 of 32 counties in Ireland, but it's number marathon 32 because he did the London Marathon with a fridge on his back, and that kind of really kick-started this campaign. And then he came over to Ireland, as I said, running already running 30, well, today being number 31. And they have raised £1.5 million pounds, and this is going towards dementia research. So it's absolutely phenomenal, and it's really kind of grabbed the hearts and minds of so many people. I've been talking to people who are just gathering here. One particular guy, George, who's from Athy and has a business in Kilcullen, but he's been following them for a number of the races and or the marathons. And he was just saying, not only is it the story of their mum, but it's the amount of people who are impacted by dementia. And that's globally, but in Ireland. And people have been sharing their stories. And, you know, in a world where we have a lot of sad news, and this is sad what these guys are facing, what they're trying to do is make every minute count. And, you know, they've been working on this for a while. We're hoping to get to talk to them, Hannah, later. But, like, you know, you don't wake up one night and decide you're going to do 32 marathons. But it's bringing people on a journey, and there's been people running with them. Some of the people here, I'm going to actually have a word with one of the guys, if we've time, Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
But that it's just like they're, it's a story. People are running for different people who've been impacted.
Yeah, and I've been seeing the amount of support that has been shown by people across the country for these marathons. And again, as you were saying, it's not an easy decision to make one night saying I'm going to run 32 marathons, but it's gained so much attraction the past few weeks, especially here in Ireland. And as you were saying, Tara, we are hoping to speak with the brothers later. They haven't arrived yet, but the crowd seem to be gathering now there in Kildare town.
No, they are. They absolutely are. And we're just seeing, because it is a hot day, so parking is quite limited where we are. But there's just seeing loads of runners now starting to arrive. And young and old, I'm seeing some primary school students. And I know that some of the students from the schools across the town, and there's people across because the route, they're going to be going to Sarsfields, they're going to Newbridge College. There's a number of places they're going, obviously running the full distance of the marathon, but coming out to support. So a load of students have just arrived here now, and as I said, the runners are gathering. I don't know, Hannah, but do we have time? I have a runner here with me.
Yeah, we have loads of time, Tara. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, brilliant. So I have Aoife here. Now, Aoife, I got to meet Aoife in a former life when she with Newbridge Rugby Club. Now, anyone who knows me, I'm Kildare Rugby Club, so we nearly didn't get on well. But we're together here today. Aoife, what prompted you to come out here today?
It's just such a good cause. Like, it's unbelievable what they're after doing. Like, this is their 32nd day. I can only imagine the legs on them. Like, so I think anything that anyone can do, even just coming out and running 5, 10K, is just showing that support that they actually have, you know, the country and even more behind them.
Like, they really have been adopted by the country, haven't they?
Yeah, 100%. Like, the fact their mum was Irish as well, I'd say this means a lot to them.
And when I asked you, are you planning to run the distance with them today?
Gonna try. Try for the full, but I think if we hit probably like 30, I'll be happy with that.
Sorry, 30 is still really impressive. And then to think that they've done, and actually it's 33 when you think in the London Marathon, isn't it? Like, to just even fathom that, it's something else, isn't it?
42 they've done every single day. Like, it's crazy. Like, I did a full marathon once and like my legs were in bits for days afterwards, so I can only imagine, like, the calves, the quads, everything just must be burning at the moment, but they obviously just have that fire inside them and just want to keep going.
No, it is phenomenal. Listen, Aoife, thank you so much. And as I said, like, this, some of the schools have arrived here and we're going to keep tracking them, Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
Just to, you know, actually, and I have Marie Brennan from the Alzheimer's Association with us here. Marie, this is massive, isn't it?
It's absolutely huge. These two guys are amazing. I met them in Donegal on their third marathon and now here they are in the home straight. So, yeah, it's class. The Alzheimer's Society, again, 50% of what they fundraise, which is just outstanding. So that goes to services across Ireland for people living with dementia and for carers of people living with dementia.
This is massive. And like, as you said, like, dementia has, it is, like, could you give our listeners an indication how big is dementia as a problem in Ireland or as a disease in Ireland?
Well, the recorded figures are not 100% accurate, but there's 64,000 people recorded living with dementia in Ireland. And that's estimated to quadruple in the next 10 years because of the growing population and they, like, we're getting older. But these guys are living with the knowledge that they're going to get dementia in their 40s. And that is tough. But when you're around them, it's like being around greatness. Like, honestly, I've never got this feeling before. They're just such amazing guys and they're doing such amazing work, raising money, raising awareness, though. That's even a bigger thing, that they're raising awareness for people living with dementia and people who have this gene.
And isn't it, as you said, the awareness piece is nearly bigger because it's getting conversation started. Like, we're seeing young people here. It's starting that conversation because dementia has such an effect on people's lives and on the families' lives. And we've been hearing about the stories of some of the people who are running. They're running with someone in mind that's been affected. So, like, I suppose if people want more information in terms of, like, maybe what, like, symptoms they should be looking for, where can they go?
Yeah, go to alzheimers.ie and there is a helpline that is absolutely the first port of call that anybody should do is go to alzheimers.ie, get the number and ring somebody and somebody will put you on a roadmap to some help, guidance, advice. They're just amazing. I can't say enough for them. My own dad has dementia and just I've even availed of their service personally and they're amazing. They're absolutely amazing.
Okay, well, listen, thank you so much. Will you be running today?
No.
I was like, I noticed you're wearing the sandals, but look, we'll be cheering on and support. So Hannah, that's just a snapshot. As I said, it's still gathering here at the moment. But I know, and we've seen from some of the social media posts and everything, there's a lot of people that are coming out to support these guys. It's phenomenal what they're doing, and we really want to give them a warm Kildare welcome.
Kildare Today with Hannah Kelly.
With Whitewater Shopping Centre Newbridge, celebrating 20 years of fashion, food, film and fun, with style, with pleasure, with you.
We are now keeping on the line with Tara. Tara Flanagan is back in Kildare Town. Tara, what's the latest there we have now?
So, Hannah, the warden has just arrived. He's actually just addressing everyone at the minute. Unfortunately, we've had a technical issue. So, but he's literally, the crowds are massive and he's just coming here welcoming everyone. You can imagine 31, you know, he's trying to embark on his 31st. Marathon. It's a major endeavour. But the amount of school children, runners, we met a couple that had come from Scotland. They had lost their friend Tina. She was diagnosed with FTD and died at the age of 49. And it's been very emotional. They got in last night. They've been following the FTD brothers for years and they were just saying it's the awareness piece as well. and if anything can change in terms of the research. And that's why this money is so vital. And even with Alzheimer's Ireland, you've heard they're going to take 50% of the money raised, and that goes towards research and anything we can do to try and stop this.
Of course. And now, as you're saying, the brothers are addressing the crowds there now, Tara, at the moment. So when is the plan to kick off for the marathon now?
So the planned kickoff, I think it's in the next 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes or so. So he's just taken, you know, photos and... Actually, I have one of the family members with me at the minute. Can you just explain? You've been going around. What's your name, firstly?
I'm Max.
Max. And Max, you've been travelling around Ireland. This has been a very emotional journey.
Oh, it's been extremely emotional. And when we planned this, we never imagined the support the whole country of Ireland getting behind the boys. And again, so many people here from Kildare to see us off this morning, which is wonderful.
Yes. And then, like, tomorrow being a massive day as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Like, did you ever envisage, I know it's been planned for a long time, but to get to this point?
Well, we knew we'd get to Dublin. We knew Jordan would get to Dublin. That was never a question. But again, the amount of support and everybody we speak to is going to see us in Dublin. And I'm just kind of preparing myself for the emotion that we're going to experience going through the streets of Dublin and at the finish tomorrow.
But even this whole, the last month, it's all, and you know what I can't get over? The amount of people who are sharing their stories.
Yes.
And how they've been impacted.
Yes. Yes.
You know, I just mentioned on air, we had two ladies from Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
They lost a family member, 49. And it's just, it's a horrible disease.
Yes.
And it's like, what? And collectively, it's this donating, isn't it?
Yes.
Raising the awareness.
Yeah, the one thing we found is that the money is really important for research. And, you know, we passed £1.5 million yesterday.
Incredible.
Which, yeah, it's phenomenal. But the real value now we're finding is the discussions that we're having, and people are sharing their stories. And the boys now have got a platform to talk to governments and parliament and really get the message out there that things need to change. And their strapline, Making Dementia Visible. And we've managed to achieve that in the last
two days. Have the family have travelled over.
So there's been 8 of us with the boys, including the boys, the whole time.
Yeah.
So Dad, I'm Dad's partner.
Okay.
Jordan's wife, Kian's girlfriend, and Jordan's mother and father-in-law.
Yeah.
But Kennedy, the eldest sister, is now in Ireland. She landed just after 9 o'clock this morning.
Yeah.
The nieces. So we'll catch up with them in Dublin tonight, and they'll be with us in Dublin as well.
Okay.
Also, Granddad's with them as well.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Real family affair.
Yeah.
Tonight.
Well, listen, we're fully, and Kildare welcomes ye.
Thank you.
You know, you'll find there's some hills that we didn't think were here. They are. But you know what you can see, and the support along the route.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're really looking forward to it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.